All right, we're here today with Imran Alvi of ProLeadSoft. And he has a company that is a web developing company, a branding company, and mobile apps. And he also does SEO, which is the magic of search engine optimization. And Imran is here today to tell us how he got started.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me on CodeSide Buzz. So I started this company in 2012, and I used to work as a full-time quality assurance engineer at a company called Peanut Labs.
Peanut Labs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a side project for a website, and we did the work, and the client really liked it. So slowly we started getting more projects, and then it turned into a full-time thing.
Right. Well, there's plenty of need for what you do. And so when you first work with a client, is branding the first sort of avenue that you discuss with them?
So it depends on the clients. Some people already have some branding done, like logos and business cards. But for a lot of people, it is the case. So we start with understanding their business, and we do their logo first, and then their business cards, and then their web design, web development. It follows in that order.
It's nice, I think, if you can start with branding, because often the difference between a logo to a business card to a website, there needs to be good translation between those, right?
Correct.
Yes. And then websites. What kind of websites do you create?
So for websites, we categorize the websites into two. The first we call marketing websites, which are like websites for restaurants, bars, lawyers, those kind of websites which have like 5-6 pages, like home, about us, reservations, menus, gallery, contact us pages. And the other kinds of websites we do, we refer to them as web apps, which are like web software where people can do things such as adding data to it, entering information like CRMs, ERPs, those kind of software systems.
And CRMs are?
Customer relationship module.
Okay, what do they do?
So that is usually for sales people where they want to enter data. If they talk to someone on the phone, they have their email, their status of if they want to, how hot the lead is, and their number, and any other information you might need.
And then you also do calendar reservations and things like that. I know that Tablespoon of Love, they have a calendar reservation service that you set up for her. Is that the kind of thing that you do too?
That is correct. Yeah, those are mostly for the marketing websites.
Gotcha.
If they want reservations and stuff. But that can also, that is actually, can lie in both websites. They can be on marketing websites, but they can also be in the web apps.
A little bit of overlap.
Yeah.
Right.
So for web apps, an example, a recent product example I would give is, it's called Chemistify. It's a chemistry enterprise resource planning system for chemistry labs. So if you have a chemistry lab, which you can have things like calibration plans, inspection plans, and you can have notifications if you're running out of any chemical, and then you can see reports of usage. So those kind of web systems we have developed.
Wow, okay, that's pretty industrial. I guess your quality assurance background as an engineer sort of helps with that.
It does.
Thank you. Mobile apps.
So a lot of businesses, they want a mobile app in addition to a web app, but there are also cases where somebody just wants a mobile app. So we develop mobile apps on the Android and iPhone platform.
And what kind of apps have you developed?
We have done enterprise apps, we have done entertainment apps, and music apps primarily.
And SEO, search engine optimization. Tell me what that is.
SEO is the science behind how a website would come on top on a search engine versus another website which was not. So Google has certain algorithms how they pick up websites. So if you go and type best lawyer in Half Moon Bay, so what comes up below the paid ads is what SEO does. So if your website is optimized, your website would come on top for that keyword. So there are different ways of doing it. There's like on-page optimizations, and then there's off-page optimizations. What on-page means is that how you optimize your website with content, relevant keywords, relevant code to make sure your website is getting picked up by Google how you want it to be.
So you said the word code. Are you coding in HTML?
So for code, there's different things we can do with SEO. It's not just one thing. There is an HTML part to it as well. But they're like adding meta tags, optimizing robots, filers, many different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to be full disclosure here, CoSide Buzz is hiring Imran over the next 3 months to see what ProLeadSoft can do with CoSide Buzz's SEO. I have dabbled a little bit on the back end of WordPress using Yoast, which is more about writing text, but the meta tags and the HTML, I have no idea. That's why I'm hiring Imran.
So coming back to SEO, the second part of SEO is off-page SEO, where you have your website being linked into. We call those backlinks, for example, where your website is listed on different directories or different forums, on different discussions, and how people are coming to your website from those links. So both things combined, on-page and off-page, determines how good your SEO is.
Well, I can't wait for this experiment to start, Imran.
So one other thing we do with our online marketing websites is that we make it really easy for anybody to go in and update the website through the WordPress backend.
Oh, nice.
So that way, if somebody comes to us when we are done taking their website live, they can easily go at any time and update a page, add pictures, video, stuff like that, versus having to contact the development company to do it for them.
That is a really great business model. I know for me with CoSide Buzz, I do most of the work and I have a couple of other people that help me, but mostly if you think about it, you can do it on the back end of WordPress if somebody like Imran helps you, shows you how to do it, and then you have complete control over your website, which is it's a really cool model. A lot of times you don't have that choice. You have to keep with a subscription and sometimes that can be expensive. So thank you very much, Imran.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.